Hello, everyone, and welcome to the weekly San Jose State Men's Basketball Podcast from Mountain West Wire of USA Today. My name is Anna Q, and I'm the main host of the podcast. This is my first podcast for Mountain West Wire, so cut me some slack if I mispronounce someone's name. Anyways, I know the entire team by heart because I graduated from San Jose State in 2015, minus the freshman players, as well as the new head coach, John Perlow. Well, I was at the San Jose State versus South Dakota game at the Event Center Arena on Sunday afternoon. Okay, that was a lopsided matchup as San Jose State entered the contest with a 2-7 record, while South Dakota was on top of things with a 10-3 record. The Spartans tried their best, and we gotta give them credit for making it a game, but they still lost to the Coyotes, 76-62. This was the Spartans' fifth straight loss. What went wrong? San Jose State has a couple of star players like Ryan Welich, who has been quite dominant, to say the least. He has 17.7 points, 4.4 total rebounds, and 1.2 assists per game in the last 10 games. He also ranks 5th among all Mountain West scorers as of December 13. He has had 1 30-point game and 4 20-point games so far. He finished the month of November as the league's leading scorer. And in case you missed it, Brandon Mitchell returned to the court on Sunday. He's currently competing for a spot in the Spartans' wide receiver rotation, according to the Spartans' athletic website. But basketball is his main focus right now, as he spent 4 seasons with the Spartans' men's basketball team. He played in 86 games and made 15 starts. Anyways, he drew a lot of attention to himself when he came back. It was hella cool to know that the Hawk with the block was back. Also, San Jose State is 25th in the country with a plus 8.3 rebounding margin versus opponents. Only Southern Illinois University has out-rebounded San Jose State this season. Isaiah Nichols is San Jose State's overall leader with 6.2 rebounds per game, and Keith Fisher chipped in 7.5 points per game over his last 4 games. Another thing, the Spartans were affected by a bad call for a foul late in the game. You can disagree with me all you want and take it to Twitter and at me and say whatever you want to me, but it wasn't a foul in my opinion. The Spartans had all the offense they could possibly have, but their defense seemed to have lagged as they weren't really able to hold on to leads throughout the game versus South Dakota. It was a back and forth game between the Spartans and the Coyotes. Tyler Hagedorn made a lot of three-pointers and free throws and even a couple of jumpers. He has missed some games due to injuries, but he looks like he's doing well right now. He wasn't named the Nebraska Gatorade Player of the Year and Nebraska Coaches Association Player of the Year for no reason, right? Back to the main subject, Mitchell. Mitchell had himself a game with a career-high 17 points in his first game back. The Spartans suffered a tough loss, but they'll be visiting the Santa Clara Broncos Thursday night at the Levy Center. The Spartans are 2-8, and the Broncos are 3-8. The Spartans lost their last 5 games, but the Broncos aren't much better. They lost 3 in a row. Most recently, they lost 76-68 to the Valparaiso Crusaders Monday. But then again, Valparaiso was the better team and they improved to 9-3 after the game. I think the Spartans can pull off the win, but I'm obviously not Perlow, so the end result isn't in my hands. As long as Perlow practices what he preaches, he should be fine. His team definitely needs better coaching, like he mentioned in the post-game press conference Sunday. But give him some time because he's a first-year head coach just like Brent Brennan. My prediction for San Jose State versus Santa Clara is San Jose State with 72 points and Santa Clara with 57 points. Again, you could disagree with me on that on Twitter or wherever you see me on social media. And now it's time for questions on San Jose State men's basketball in my mailbag. Ryan from Wilmington, Delaware asked, do you think the team could turn things around this year, or will it take longer than that? Personally, I don't know if the team could turn things around this year because Pirlo is a first-year head coach and he has a lot of things to learn as he transitions from an assistant or assistant coach to a head coach. But I think he might be able to get things done in year two if he learns the ropes of head coaching and helps the team generate chemistry with each other and all that. Here's the next question that I'm seeing. Joseph from Akron, Ohio asked, is John Pirlo enthusiastically optimistic like Brent Brennan? Well, he's kind of similar to Brent Brennan because he's a first-year head coach, but at the same time, he does not seem like a friendly, fun-loving guy because during his post-game press conference, he sounded like one of those guys who were strict and stern and sort of wanted to get things over with. Don't forget, guys and girls, you can shoot me a question on Twitter at AnnaKieu. That's AnnaKieu. And I'll answer them unless if they're offensive. Good luck to San Jose State, and good night from myself and all of us at Mountain West Wire. I'll see you next week.